you know, with the Blue Ribbon Commission amendments, the council was empowered to pass resolutions and policy, work on policy. I think we all realize that the membership is the backbone of this outfit and that it is voluntary. And we certainly appreciate everyone that has come to this convention, taken time out of their lives and spent the dollars to come to this convention and help this industry move forward. The goal of this council is to allow everyone the right to vote and the right to speak. So please feel free to participate. As you can see by the agenda in front of you, we're going to have some speakers, and then we are going to have a debate on anything that you choose to debate. I think the one point that we've always made is that we want people to join up, speak up, and vote. And this is your opportunity to do all those things. So with that, I'd like to introduce Stu Marsh from Farnham Animal Health. He's the Managing Director of the Livestock Division, and he is our sponsor today. So please give Stu a big hand.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, first of all. Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me now?
No, you need to hold the mic up.
Okay. How's that? All right, let's try this again from the top. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for supporting Farnham and our new Z-Tags. We are proud to be sponsors of the Cow-Calf Stocker Council. We have it for the last 4 years and have no plans on backing out or turning away. They've received quite a few comments already about the knives on the table. And if you'll just do me a favor so you don't hate Farnham companies at the airlines when you try to get on your plane, put those in your carry-on luggage or pack it away. Pack it away. Don't put it in your pocket, all right? Otherwise, I'm sure I'll see those on eBay, the state of Tennessee or something will be selling them on eBay. But seriously, we do have one of our tags that I left on the tables in front of you and some literature. I'd like for you to look at that. We have a DuraMark process that we're applying to our tags now, which allows us to do virtually anything on a tag. And this material is actually a laminate. It's the same material that they laminate glass with to make it bulletproof. What we're doing is printing on the back of that laminate and then stamping that, heat sealing it with about a 500 degree stamp to the urethane tag. So the ink is on the back of the laminate. And we can do colors and we can do barcodes. You will actually get the best barcode reading available for any of you that are interested in that. We'd love to be able to do custom logos and work like that for you as well. One final thing is we're in booth 673, and we're having a lot of fun down there. My fingers are about to fall off, but we're having a tagging for dollars contest. Part of the... I think I'm passing out. Oh, no. We're having a tagging for dollars contest, and we have to put in 3-year tags. And they don't have to be in perfectly, but they have to be in these cardboard ears that we have down there. And we have some prizes. And 3 age groups, youth, adult, and senior. And we have $1,000 to the fastest tagger in each category, except for the youth, we're giving them a PlayStation 2. And the fastest tagger at convention will get $3,000. All right, so we want you to come by and take your shot at that. Right now, about 17 seconds is the fastest that anyone has put in one of our one-piece, or 3 of our one-piece ear tags. And everybody gets a whip. I know that there was a whip needed up here just a minute ago. I wish I would have had one with me to present to them. So come by, everybody wins. And we're having lots of fun down there. We'd like to show you our products. And we have a full line, as you can see, by the catalog. Now I'll get out of the way so you can get to real business.